thanks for joining me here. How's everything going? How are OTAs going so far?
OTAs are great, you know. Getting around, I guess, the new additions that we got to add to our team and building a stronger chemistry between the, you know, the teammates we have here. And then, like I said, the new additions, definitely a big plus for us.
How are you feeling at this point, you know, with the OTAs this year? How you feel now as compared to last year?
Well, I mean, of course, last year we didn't actually get to go through the OTAs because of the lockout. But this year, I definitely taken advantage of it, especially in my second year, a lot more comfortable. So, like I said, it's definitely a big plus for not just me, but the team in general, especially with the new coaching staff and whatnot. So, OTAs are definitely helping us out a lot.
I mean, what about Coach Fisher joining and the new coaching staff? I mean, obviously last year was a rough year with the 3 wins. What's been the difference in the team morale and the energy that with Fisher in charge now? I mean, obviously there must be a difference with the experience that Fisher has over the years and the success he's had as compared to Spagnuolo.
I think the whole team is just, I guess, kind of rejuvenated and re-energized. You know, excited about this season and ready to you know, prove the people wrong and of, you know, how the Rams, I guess, the past years, you know, have been playing. Definitely ready to, you know, get things turned around, and looks like it's going to start this year.
I mean, any one player at this point throughout OTAs, whether it be a rookie, younger player, that's standing out that you think has a real chance to surprise, yourself included?
You brought up the rookies. I definitely, Mike Rocker, he's definitely been showing, you know, flashes here and there throughout practice. I've seen Janoris Jenkins showing some flashes. He's been showing, but everybody got their moments. And, I mean, it's still early to tell. But, I mean, definitely I've seen, like, from the older guys to the younger guys, definitely showing flashes of, you know, getting better every day.
There was that, you know, quote from you that was highly publicized. I think it was an interview with CBS that talked about Jeff Fisher saying that wanted the Rams to lead the NFL or break the NFL record for team sacks for the year. With the addition of Brockers, you now in the starting lineup, and Chris Long on the other side, I mean, how dominant do you think this defensive line can be?
I definitely think we're going to be dominant. I mean, we set the bar ourselves on how, you know, how dominant we actually want to be. You know, everybody has their own maybe personal goals or personal level where they think they can play at. But I definitely think as a unit, we can definitely be one of the most dominant D-lines. And I guess, you know, that's showed in a while.
Not only did you not have the OTAs last year, but you're out of football for the year with academic ineligibility in 2010. How much did that impact you last year? Was last year more like a catch-up year for you, or what?
No, I never looked at it that way. I was trying to take advantage of my opportunities that the Rams gave me. I don't look at it as a catch-up year. I mean, there are guys that, you know, tear something early in the season, they'll miss the whole season, and, you know, they don't consider the following year a catch-up year. They just consider, you know, getting back on track. So I would never consider it a catch-up year. Just me just becoming a professional, I guess you can call it.
Mm-hmm. And what about this year? You know, you're seeing the OTAs firsthand now. You didn't have the experience with that last year. How much do you think was lost last season by not being able to go through all of this as a rookie?
And, of course, it will play a big part. I mean, trying to learn the playbook and stuff early, but, you know, who knows how much, you know, effect that really has. I mean, I don't try to look in the past. I don't really look at, you know, what I can control now and take advantage of the OTAs we have, get better every day on each day we have.
I want to talk a little bit about, you know, your performance on the field last season, but before that I want to go back to your high school years. You know, you had the benign tumor in your brain that was surgically removed. you're told you may never play again. For someone like yourself that was a top college recruit, obviously a natural athlete, you had the three-time state wrestling champ. What was that like for you?
Well, I mean, not to actually, I still actually have the tumor actually in my head. So the tumor is actually still there. I've been playing now. Then October would be 5 years with it. But discovering that at such a young age, definitely tough. But I think, you know, better me, you know, as a person is the most thing, you know, appreciating the little things and trying to take advantage of it as well. Like you said, I've been told I wasn't going to play sports again, but within, I think, a month or two, I was, you know, back to wrestling in high school and starting the story, trying to write itself after that. So, I mean, I definitely, you know, thank God every day for that. Don't give me a second chance, and like I said, just trying to take advantage of all my opportunity nowadays.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're obviously appreciative of that, and, you know, just looking at some college athletes like yourself who go on to be top picks, I mean, how much does that really put into perspective where you're at right now with the Rams and the opportunity that you're really staring in the face this year, which is a starting opportunity for the Rams?
Like I said, I've definitely been blessed. Well, of course, you know, not just to be able to play sports again, you know, go to UNC and do what I did there, and then to get drafted, of course, in the first round by the Rams. Like you said, maybe have a starting position this year. Definitely, I take it all as a blessing. You know, I definitely make the most out of my opportunity. You know, to help, you know, in any way possible. You know, the Rams put wins up this year and have a great season.
Now to the field last year in week three against Baltimore, you had three quarterback hits, four hurries. Really seemed to be your most active and best game of the year. You wind up against Brian McKinney, and you really seemed to light him up, huh?
I was definitely trying to go out and, you know, of course, have fun on the field and try to get back, I guess, like you said, just into the routines of, you know, being a pass rusher and, you know, just, I guess, taking them. This is my second thing. It was one of the outstanding games I have. I guess I just went out there and I just had a different mindset of just trying to perform on every play. And I don't know, I guess I just matched up well against them.
I mean, was there something specific to your play that game, whether it be technique, whether it be something that clicked at the professional level or anything?
I don't think there's like a specific answer. I think, like I said, it's just, you know, and every person, you know, matches up differently with every, you know, your opponent. So, I mean, matchups is always key. So it might have just been a good matchup for me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is there, from a technique point of view, you're obviously a pass rush specialist type of guy. Is there a specific technique that you like to use more often than not in rushing the passer?
I always consider myself a speed rush type of guy. No, that's, I mean, with me personally, I think that kind of gets the offensive lineman off balance and, you know, you can probably work other things. So, I mean, everybody's different, but I think I always, you know, my primary move is, of course, the speed rush, and they'll do things off of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, with you being a speed rushing guy, and from a run defense point of view, you know, it's been noted as a weakness in the past. Where do you feel you are with run defense skills as compared to, say, I don't know, your time back at UNC or prior to your rookie year last year?
Well, I know Coach Waff, Coach Waffle and, you know, Clyde Simmons, you know, who's helping us as a on the D-line as well. They're definitely, you know, enforcing stopping the run because, I mean, they want us to be complete D-linemen this year, so I definitely appreciate what they have brought to the table and trying to take full advantage. So, you know, I guess had to prove just prove people wrong.
I mean, it's not like there aren't guys like, I mean, you look at Dwight Freeney, he's really pass rushing defensive end, isn't a great run defender. With that, do you think it's necessary? I mean, you talk about how the coaching staff wants you to be more, you know, an all-around defensive end. Do you think it's necessary at this point that you improve the run defense? defense part of your game and defending the run, or is do you think you could just stick with the pass rushing?
No, I definitely think it's to be, complete, D lineman or with me a defensive end, you got to be able to do both. That way, they can keep you on the field, for more plays and, help the defense and sometimes even help the offense out sometimes or stopping the run a lot of times, getting some three and out and giving them more opportunity. So just becoming a more complete player is definitely a big part of something I want to do.
And throughout the season last year, in most games you really were part of a rotation, playing roughly, 50% of the team snaps in any given week. With James Hall moving on, we alluded to it earlier, you seem to be set to take over as a starter on defensive end. I know nothing's set in stone at this point, but, do you feel ready for a full-time role right now?
Even last year, I felt ready, but, I guess you just got to wait your time. But definitely, like I said, with these OTAs and things, I'm definitely preparing myself to be a full-time starter. My backup, Eugene Sims, he's definitely ready. If he had the opportunity or gets the opportunity to go out there and start, he won't be no letdown. So either way, it's just there won't be no let off. So me and him are definitely trying to better ourselves each and every day to, complete, the right side at the defensive end.
So you feel like the game, everyone talks about coming out of college that the professional game's just a lot faster. There's a lot more focus on technique. And after a few years, people feel like the game slowed down. For you at this point, from your experience in the rotation last year and going through practice and the OTAs at this point, do you feel like things have started to slow down for you?
Last year, I definitely felt mid to end of the season, things starting to slow down and, get more, equated and, just balancing things out with the speed and the technique and stuff. But this year, into my second year, things have definitely slowed down a lot. When I was in college, the first year was a little rough, just trying to, make your transition. But, the second year is definitely always easier. So it definitely has slowed down a lot that I can tell from with these OTAs or going in with these OTAs that we just had.
And you obviously, you played in the ACC, so you did have quite a bit of competition there. How different is the offensive line skill level NFL as compared to college? Is it just night and day?
I'd say, with college, a lot of teams run spread. So, with the NFL, it's pro style. It's kind of not really completely night and day, but there's different things you got to adjust to. Of course, the most of the linemen are a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But, you just make your transition. You learn to adapt, coming out of high school into college. You just learn to adapt and, control what you can control and take advantage of it.
And, Robert, I know your ultimate goal as a player is championship with the Rams or with whatever team you may play for. That seems to be, that's the pot at the end of the rainbow type of thing for everybody. But that said, there's some rumblings out in the media among fans that people are expecting a breakout year from you, similar to what, say, Pierre Paul did last year. In 2012, people are expecting that from you. Do you feel that way yourself as well, that this is the potential to be a breakout year for you?
Of course, I always want to have an outstanding year. But I don't think it's just going to be me specifically. Throughout the whole D-line, I definitely see, a lot of guys improving. So, if I'm having a good year, I think the rest of the D-line is going to have a great year. So I don't think it's just going to be me that's going to, show out. And then one, like Coach Waffle says, he wants to break the NFL sack record, with just his D-line. So, I don't think I can get that many sacks in a year. So I definitely think a lot of guys are definitely going to be out there producing and showing up and, not me just taking all the credit.
Yeah, with Brockers there and with Long on the other side, you guys definitely are going to be a force to reckon with. You mentioned setting the NFL record for sacks as a team. What's a realistic sack number that you may be targeting yourself?
Personally, I don't really have no individual goals right now. I'm just really trying to focus on perfecting my craft. Only main goal I really ever think about right now is, like you said, just winning the championship. That's the main thing. No matter what your stats say, if you win a championship, that's all that really matters.
Absolutely. Well, I'm guessing a double-digit sack year from you, so.
I wouldn't mind it.
Well, Robert, I appreciate the time, and good luck this year. Hope to see you out starting for the Rams this year.
All right. Thank you for having me.